रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्याकांड चैप्टर नंबर 78 द प्लॉटर्स रिवॉर्ड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. दे रिटर्न्ड टू द रॉयल पैलेस व्हेन द फ्यूनरल ऑब्सेक्वीज ऑफ दशरथ हैड कम टू एन एंड एंड भरता स्टार्टेड टू गो टू वेयर राम वाज. देन शत्रुघ्न सेड टू हिम, ब्रदर माइन, All beings naturally turn to Rama for shelter and support when grief assails them. It goes without saying that we have a greater claim on his kindness. I wonder most why Rama of immeasurable might and the sole refuge of the oppressed and the miserable allowed himself to be driven to the forest by a weak woman. May I venture to suggest that Rama might have accepted his punishment, thinking about the world's clamor that he set aside his father's words under the stress of ambition. But what has become of Lakshmana, who prides himself upon his strength and valor? What does he fear? He knew right well that Dasharatha perpetrated a foul injustice. What prevented him from quietly ignoring the old king and preventing Rama from being banished to the woods? This is more wonderful than the other. Why did he not punish the wicked king as he deserved, the moment it was plain that he strayed from the path of virtue and had become a slave to Kaikeyi's infernal charms? While they were thus conversing, Mantra, the sinful wretch, came into the room, loudly decked with priceless garments and jewels, fondly saying to herself, Bharata has come, he for whom I schemed, nothing stands between him and the crown. No, I will reap the golden harvest and have my fill of power, comfort, wealth and luxury. Besmeared with fragrant sandal paste, she was a mass of flashing light from gemmed zone, necklets, bracelets, bangles, eardrops and chains. She was clad in garments perfect for queens, the ill-bestowed presence of Kaikeyi, and showed like a she-monkey bound by many a coil of rope. The guards then dragged her to Shatrughna and said, Lord, this is the sinful wretch who killed his majesty and drove our Rama to the woods. We entreat you to punish her as she deserves. The young prince replied, Is it so? This she-devil that works so much havoc and destruction to his majesty and his sons will be amply rewarded for all her trouble, and she will have no reason to complain. He hailed her out from where she stood among the women, flung her down, and belabored her most unmercifully. The place rang with her cries. The gathered women were filled with surprise and fear and fled the place. Never have we known Prince Shatrughna to lose his temper, and if something moved him to anger, who would venture to face him? Nothing is too much for his fiend of a woman who roused to fury Shatrughna, who has slain the eternal foes of man, love and hate. There is no one who could save us at this moment of crisis but Kaushalya. Let us all go and seek her protection. A well of compassion is she, sweet-spoken, of bright fame, and versed in the secrets of Dharma. Meanwhile, Shatrughna, his eyes burning with wrath, dragged the hunchback on the ground this way and that, while his blows and kicks punctuated her howls and cries. The palace resounded with them. Her ornaments, her chains, her glittering trinkets were scattered over the floor, sparkling like an autumn star-studded sky. Kaikeyi ran up to the spot, attracted by the cries of her favorite, and tried to save her from the deadly clutches of Shatrughna. But the sight of her lashed him to wilder fury, and he stabbed her with keen reproaches. Who knows what he might do in his ire, said Kaikeyi to herself, and she fled sad and sorrow-stricken to where Bharata was and prayed him to save Mantra. Then Bharata restrained the arm of his brother and said, Dear Shatrughna, women are the weakest of all creation. It is a deadly sin to visit them with death, however heinous their crime may be. So let go of this foolish wretch. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to take the life of the cruel Kaikeyi, deeply stained with crime, mother mine though she may be. Rama would hate and shun me as the impious matricide. Should he come to know that this hunchback met her death at our hands, he will never speak to us. Then Shatrughna put away his anger from him and let her off with a tremendous kick, which sent her to Kaikeyi's feet, where she lay howling in pain, her wits scattered, her bones broken, and her breath coming in fitful gasps. Her noble partner in crime consoled her as best she could. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.